He wants details of the raid made public. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what former President Trump says in a late-night statement.
Not only will I not oppose the release of documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid and break-in of my home in Palm Beach, Florida, Mar-a-Lago, I am going a step further by encouraging the immediate release of those documents. Now, the Washington Post is reporting sources say classified documents relating to nuclear weapons were among the items agents sought.
Fox's Jill Nato. Attorney General Merrick Garland is asking a judge to unseal the warrant, and he says he personally signed off on seeking it for the raid.
The department does not take such a decision lightly.
A sheriff's deputy was shot dead early this morning in Raleigh, North Carolina, and a short time ago, Wake County Sheriff Gerald Baker said,
"We will find who's responsible for this loss."
Actress Anne Heche remains on life support a week after a car crash in California, but a representative says she's not expected to recover as doctors evaluate if any of Heche's organs can be donated. Earlier this week,
the LAPD escalated their investigation to a felony after a woman claimed she was injured and needed medical assistance following Heche's crashing into her home. Monday, cops received a warrant to test the actress's blood to see if she was under the influence of drugs and or alcohol at the time of the accident.
Fox's Michelle Polino. There is a change in COVID policy. Here's Fox's Steve Rappaport.
The CDC will no longer advise Americans to quarantine themselves if they come into close contact with an infected person, and social distancing is no longer necessary. COVID-19 guidance will also change for schools, with the agency ending its recommendation for routine daily testing.
The reason? The CDC says 95% of Americans have some sort of immunity now, either from vaccines or from being infected with COVID. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott has gotten under the skin of two Democratic mayors, first in Washington, D.C., now in New York City, for sending buses of migrants in a protest over President Biden's border policies he blames for a surge of illegal crossings.
On Wednesday, three more buses of illegal migrants arrived in New York City as Texas Governor Greg Abbott continues to intentionally send migrants north to prove his point that his state and its resources are being overrun. New York Mayor Eric Adams criticized Abbott's move of rounding up the migrants.
He is an anti-American governor that is really going against everything we stand for.
But Abbott says that New York's self-proclaimed status as a sanctuary city means Adams shouldn't be complaining.
Now, once they have to deal with the reality of it, they're suddenly flummoxed and they cannot handle it.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
In the ongoing legal battle over abortion after the Supreme Court undid a federal legal right, some states trying to ban abortions are being blocked in state court, like Iowa.
Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is seeking to reinstate the measure that bans abortion at the first detection of a heartbeat. That could be as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy before many women know they're expecting. That law was blocked in 2019, but Reynolds now says the overturn of Roe v. Wade gives momentum to challenge that state ruling.
Fox's Colonel Scott on Wall Street. We've seen stock futures rising coming off a mixed day with the Dow gained 27 points, but the NASDAQ lost 74. On a baseball field near a cornfield in Iowa.
The end of the bat to left center field. Into the gap, it's down.
Seiya Suzuki and the Cubs struck first in the first inning, and Chicago hung on to beat the Cincinnati Reds 4-2 in the Field of Dreams game on Fox, inspired by the movie. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.